I don't know, like, she's out there.
Yeah. You're the Florida version of Sex in the City, JD.
That's when I was smoking my cigar.
Don't be an asshole today. Hello.
Little
chilly, how you doing?
It is a little chilly here, but not as chilly as it is where you are. I got stuck in traffic on the way home, so I was rushing a little bit. And
I still believe your text when you said, I'm almost ready. I believed it.
You know, I had this wonderful plan of leaving early on Wednesdays. And since I made my plan, I have not had anyone in the office on a Wednesday, but starting next week, my sister will be back. So hopefully I will be leaving 3 Eastern Standard Time. That's my plan. So I could have plenty of time. So anyway, I am drinking today Gator Bite black coffee infused rum. Judy got this for me from Louisiana. And with Coke and no ice today because I needed no dilution.
All right. Well, I've got a little Shanky's vanilla Irish whiskey in my Coke.
Nice. In the Coke. We're mixing with Coke today. That's good.
With the big ball ice cube.
Oh, how fancy.
Big fancy. Big fancy.
Very fancy.
Ice.
You have that snuggly London weather going on now, right?
It's, I don't know if it's a culmination of the month that I've had, but the gloomy days like really have an effect on me. Like they really get me down, you know, like.
Do they? Wow.
Like blanket, you know, the heat on, the blanket burrowed under a blanket. Watching television, I have no energy, you know, it's really bad. But then when it's the sun is out, no matter how cold it is, you know, it could be 30 degrees and the sun's out, I'm fine. I'm out there raking leaves and hanging up Christmas lights and, you know, I have all kinds of energy. But man, when it's gloomy, it just sucks it right out of you.
Wow. I have the exact opposite effect. I love when it's dark. It starts getting darker. And this time of year, the Christmas lights are on, so you see them better.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's just like snuggly. I just miss that weather so much, you know, because I had it growing up. And I, no matter how long I live in Florida, I will always miss that change of season at Christmas time.
No, that goes without saying. That's fantastic. Like, you know, even like a sunny day, like it's still dark at 4 o'clock, you know?
Exactly.
Still dark at 4 o'clock. So it just feels like your day is over with. Like there's so much finality to it. You know, like at 6 p.m., I feel like it's 10. I'm like,
yes.
You know, are all the dinner dishes done? Is everything cleaned up? Because I'm going to be on the couch now watching TV. It's 6 o'clock. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of day left, but it doesn't feel that.
I think that's why I like it, because it's like you can wind down earlier, you know, like you can start saying I'm in if you're in for the night. But
that's true. That's exactly it. Like you just feel like it's so much easier to start your evening.
Exactly.
No, I agree. I agree with that part. I think it's that's my cat being a jerk. My cats have been so bad today. Like, again, Gemma thinks it's weather related. She thinks like when there's like big flux in temperatures and precipitation and barometer that they act up. And from the minute I opened my eye, well, first of all, last night, Bruce was doing this weird meowing, you know, really weird. And it was like the litter box was scooped. He had food. He had his little treat things. He had his pill, like everything that needed to be done was done. And he was still acting weird and meowing. And he was going up and down the stairs like a lot. And I'm And the whole time I'm not thinking about Molly. I'm like, why is he acting like this? I was on the phone with Gemma, and I was like, I had the video thing on. I was like, look at him. Why is he being so weird? Like, he's sitting on like the second or third step, which he never does. Just meowing and meowing. So I'm like, let's have a walk upstairs and see what's going on. Like, maybe he like, you know, maybe he turned over his little tuffet thing that he sleeps on, or I don't know, something's bothering him. So I go upstairs and I'm like, where's Molly, by the way? And I realized she had shut herself in the master bathroom.
Oh.
Shut herself in the bathroom with the door all the way closed.
Oh, that happened so to my dog.
She's in there meowing. She's in there. I don't know how long this is going on. She's in there meowing. So I go to open the door and she's pulled all the towels off the door and they're on the floor, and I can't get the door open because they're all catching underneath the door. And she's like on top of this cabinet, like, where have you been? I've been in here. So I was like, oh my God.
She's calling you in her loudest meow. She
shredded an entire roll of toilet paper, just shredded it to bits. I mean, she was freaking out in there. So I let her out, whatever, finish talking to Gemma, go to bed, open up my eyes this morning, and the bathroom door is closed again. And I'm like, get out of here. But she had just done it. Like, it was closing as my eyes were opening. So she had just done it. So I was like, this has got to stop. So, you know, then I come downstairs and there's two of her disgusting, spitty, soft toys in the food bowl. In the food bowl.
Okay.
So Bruce is sitting in front of the bowl like, how am I supposed to eat?
Isn't that her present to you when they do that? They're giving you their
offering. She left them in places where she knows she's going to go back to, so she doesn't forget. She does leave toys on my bed when I'm sleeping at night, and she thinks maybe she'll wake up and want to play. So she, but no, they were in the food dish. So then I come around the corner and I go to make my coffee, and Bruce is sitting on the kitchen counter and he is chewing away on the bread bag. So he's chewed a hole into the bread bag, and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, knock it off. And he
like a little mouse.
Like, he wouldn't stop. So then I go to pick him up, and you know, like when a kid doesn't want to be picked up, they just make themselves dead weight. That's what he did. He just went, and I put him on the floor and I continue to make my coffee, and he hops up and he goes right back at it. And I'm like, so I put the bread bag in the microwave and I slammed the door, and I was like, this is gonna stop. Like, I have to wait 10 minutes. What is going on?
I think people, especially we dog people, don't realize how much personality cats can have, because until I had a cat, I never realized that they could be that mischievous and that playful. And you think they just kind of sit around and they don't
really. Best part of my day is when they're just sleeping, when they're just sitting around sleeping, you know.
That was me with Frankie.
Yep.
That's
the best part of the day. Nothing's getting chewed. No one's fighting. There's no grappling going on. Now, I put this basket on my, file cabinet or whatever in my room, and I had like some towels in it. I was trying to make space for when my parents come, so I put them on I put them in a basket and I put that up on a file cabinet and didn't think anything else about it. And the next thing you know, I wake up one night to pee and I look over and there's Molly in the basket hanging on the edge, and I'm like, well, those aren't clean towels anymore. So then I thought, oh, maybe that'll be the place that she sleeps, because to this day, after having her 2 years, I don't know where she sleeps at night. I have no clue. I don't know if it's under a bed. I don't know where she goes at night. And so Bruce is pretty easy. He's usually on the bed. Like, he's bed hog. Mm-hmm. He's usually on, but not last night. I open up my eyes. Now he's in the basket. And I'm like, oh my God. They're gonna fight over this basket. Like, I just know there's gonna be a fight over the basket. Yeah, they have been on my nerves today, so to say the least. They've been on my last raw nerve today.
Well, so. I never realized, being because I haven't had a dog in probably three, four years now. And I had dogs for so long, for 14, more than 14, about 14 years, I had dogs. And then when I was a kid, I didn't realize how much exercise I got just because I needed to walk the dog three times a day. Yeah. And she needed to like walk, like I just couldn't let her out in the front yard. One dog I could do that with, the other dog I couldn't. So so I've been feeling like I needed some more exercise. I can't have a dog in this building, although I'm trying to figure out a way around that because there are certain laws you can bend to do that. But me liking pit bulls, it's a little hard to convince people you need an emotional support pit bull. Like it could be a little dog, but I'm working on that. So in the meantime, I see you saw, I put on Instagram, I got a Peloton.
You broke my heart.
Is that too bougie of me
to do that? That company with the fiery fires of the seventh level of hell.
And they're British, right?
Isn't I don't know. I just hate them.
Oh, okay.
I hate their commercials. I hate their Twitter ads. I think like it's the dumbest, no offense.
That's okay, because I thought the same thing and I still might. I have 30 days to decide if it's the dumbest thing.
Do you want people to see you sweat? Do you really need some stranger telling you, you could go another mile?
Well, do they see you? I'm not sure if they see you. I haven't figured
that
out yet.
Option, but the whole thing
is, you do have the option. Yeah, you have the option.
Do you want someone involved in your workout regimen for?
Well, they it's the trainer, so they give you the encouragement, like the things to do, like go faster, increase.
You know
attention.
What's fun to do while you ride an exercise bike?
What?
Watch television.
Watch something
from 2021 and not 1985. Catch up
where
on
they
your
might
2021
have,
programming.
Right. They might actually have things on their commercials if it's not a bingy thing, you know, where you're going back into their files. Maybe they might have a Peloton in their commercial and I'll see it there. But we'll see. I get 30 days to decide. They offered me Black Friday.
Take it back. You'll never, ever need it. You just won't. You could buy a stationary bike.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what, the Bowflex moves, which looked more appealing to me. Have you seen the commercial for the Bowflex? This one doesn't move.
In 1990, but okay. What is happening here?
Back and forth. So that the new one goes back and forth. It's a bike, the Bowflex bike. But anyway, we'll see. I have 30 days. They even take back the shoes. Did you know you got to get special shoes for this bike that they sell you to go with the bike?
You want to know what's really cool about just a plain old $100 stationary bike? You could wear your bedroom slippers.
You could. Or you can wear your regular old sneakers if you want to. So we'll see.
If you feel like it.
Yeah.
Like I do not understand the appeal. I just don't. If you want someone to verbally kick your ass, go to a spin class.
This was my thing. They just opened up a new boxing gym right here across from Meisner.
Respect if you did that.
I really, really want to do the punching bag, you know, the heavy bag, but I'm a little concerned about with the COVID and the strains and stuff going into a gym. This is a very small boutique gym. And sweating with people so close to me, because that's always been my thing about a gym, my pet peeve. Like, you know, I did a boxing gym once way before the pandemic years ago, and the sweat was flying from the person in front of me, and I left. I never went back. So
you know,
I don't know.
You can buy a water-based punching bag.
Have you seen the ones that you could buy with the classes? It's like a Peloton, but it's punching bag. It's not really classes.
I don't need a virtual anyone in my business. That's the thing. That's the whole thing. I don't want a virtual anyone bothering me. So if I want motivation, I'll put a great playlist together.
I hear you.
The punching bag. Like I had one in my house in Tamarack. I loved
Did
it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it takes a fucking boatload of water, but.
Yeah, yeah. You
know, but I mean, honestly, it fit like right in the corner of the room. And yeah, I beat the fuck out of it for, you know, a half an hour, 40 minutes. You are sweating. Your arms are killing you. Your legs from being on your toes.
Right.
It's a sick, crazy workout with like whatever good music you pick, you know.
Right.
Like I don't want some virtual stranger bothering me or picking my music or telling me to go faster, slower, better, harder. I don't need that.
Well, but you can only imagine.
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You live on the beach, right?
Yes, I do.
Never thought about just walking along the beach every morning or evening?
Well, I could. I'm not so into walking. There's so many people walking. I don't like to walk with people, but if they were virtual people, that might be better. No, I do. I do think about walking, yes, but I something about the Peloton, I'm going to give it the 30 days. You get all your money back, even for the shoes, after the 30 days. Mm. You can only imagine who talked me into it. Joni, my niece.
Of course she did. Joni, who actually goes on walks, right?
Yes, who walks. She's like
getting a Peloton. Oh, Jay.
Yes. So, but you know, as far as like riding a bike, I was never, was not the kid, as you could only imagine. I was not the kid that went places on my bike. So I ride a bike, but I'm not like so steady on it. So I'm not going to get in the bike lane and ride up A1A
I did the same thing. When we moved here, me and Gemma bought bikes. And I'll tell you what, like I got on it and I went down Hazel's backyard in the garden, turned around, came back and smashed right into a brick wall. I think I'm good. And then I one time rode it to the gas station to get a jug of milk. And I locked it up to a post. A post that was like this high. I locked my bike to a post that was this high. Think about that for a minute.
Okay. But
I came back out and unlocked my bike that I didn't really need. Somebody just lifted the whole thing up.
I was going to say, did they lift it up?
And then I'm trying to drive home with a gallon of milk in one hand. And I was like, oh God. So,
oh man.
We sold
them. Well, I will report back.
Please, because it's so sweet.
Deliver it next week, because of course they make you wait for it. You don't get it right away. So I'll get it next week and I'll have 30 days from when they deliver it. So I will report back and let you know. The only reason I got it was because they do have buyer's remorse policies in place that you could return everything. So we'll see. They gave me $350 off for Black Friday. So that's what pushed me. Yeah. Do you know the story behind that? I think it's a UK company because they have some of their classes and their corporate is in the UK. They couldn't give those things away. So you know what they did? You know the story? No. They increased the price to like a ridiculous.
Yeah, I did hear that. Yeah. And there you are going, I'll pay that. There's a funny video. I can't remember if it was a YouTube video, but somebody sent it to me because they know how much I despise.
I didn't
they know the level of hate, the depths of it. Like they know. So they sent it to me and it's this guy on a bike and he's riding and there's the virtual pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Go, Dave, your ball's hanging out. It was like, that's my favorite. So I was like, but
you look fat today. Like, on that bike.
For God's sake, you live in the Sunshine State and you're buying.
I do.
Did you just get it because like it's a fashionable thing?
I hate to admit it, but maybe.
Oh, gee, God.
I don't know. I
There's
got to
be some like level of shame in this conversation.
I don't want to act like, I don't want to be that person. So I did on it. I'm so that person. But let me say this. I did try it in the store and I really did like the way it felt riding it. So that's why I'm going to see. And if I don't like it, I could return it. But the thing is there's something.
Here's the thing. Are you going to return it if you don't like it? Because that's a hassle.
For sure. Well, they come in, they pick it up.
You got to make an appointment. You got to be home for them to come and get it, take it apart. But, you know,
it is a pain in the ass because I don't like the men coming in my house because I want them to cover their shoes.
Fucking leave it in the lobby. Say, here, right. Your piece of shit.
I can wheel it right out. That's an excellent idea. But yeah. I'll tell you what.
With you.
We'll see how it goes. I started like my eating habits being better because for health reasons and for getting back on stage, I want to look better, you know, just in general. Like I became that person that doesn't want to be in pictures. And I never really was like that. So you know, like when family photos, I'll be like, oh, I don't want to be in it. I don't like the way I look. So
just shove someone in front of me.
With the kids, that's easy. But I, so anyway, I thought, let me try it. And there is something a little wrong about the bike looking out at the ocean, but being inside, right? There's something a little not right about that. So we'll see. I'll let you know. I will keep you posted on the Peloton progress.
I know, because we talk maybe 3-4 times a week, right?
Yeah. Right?
At least out of those 3 or 4 times a week, maybe one time you're home. Other than that, you're in your car and you're going somewhere. You have to meet somebody. So you're going to your mom's. When are you home? When do you find?
I'm home after work in the early evenings and then in the later evenings, depending on what I have to do. So I like that it'll just be here. And again, we'll see, because I've had people say, oh, you just spent all that money on a clothes hanger, you know, something to throw your clothes on. Yeah, I do understand your contempt for it because I was like that too.
I am glad that we're recording this. And this is episode 63. You know, next month, I would like to revisit episode 63.
I'm supposed to have a svelte body by then. Something that was really insulting as far as, you know, like I said, I don't want to be that person that's getting it because it's trendy and it's the thing to have. So, but people get so caught up in that. So I get an email. I went in the store, gave the girl all my information. I said, I have to go home and think about it. So of course, you get the emails 2 days later, and she was giving me $350 off for the Black Friday special. Then I get an email from Peloton, not the store, giving me a $600 deal, $350 off the bike. And then that's only on the new one, on the bike, on the plus. And then $250 for free delivery. So I called the store and I said, were you going to charge me $250 for delivery? Because why do I get this thing from Peloton saying they're giving me free delivery being a $600 value? And she said, no, we wouldn't charge for delivery. They never charge for delivery. And I said, so then why are they saying they're giving you a gift of $250 for free delivery? If they never, I said, never, even if I bought it from the website, never. So that didn't sit well with me because the only answer she had for me is that's marketing. That's their marketing. It may sound terrible, but that's their marketing. I said, well, basically that's really pretty insulting because they're giving you something they were never going to charge you in the first place. They're taking off something that was never on the table. So to me, that was insulting to your intelligence as a consumer.
Yeah, that's shady.
And I even asked again, because it just was so ridiculous to me. This was so absurd. But I guess people get so caught up in it, they don't even think about it because they have their their bougie hoity-toity Peloton. And I know that about me. See, look, I am shameful right now, and I didn't even get it in the room, but we'll see. Let you know.
Good.
So episode 63, I make the announcement. We'll see what happens a month from now.
Episode 73, I can't wait to hear where we're at. Yeah, exactly.
I will let you know.
Oh, God. So, well, you mentioned that we were supposed to have a very British lesbian. I mean, yes. that's her shtick. Fiona Goodman.
Yes, yes.
She's a comedian, and her shtick is that she's a very British lesbian. And I emailed her to remind her yesterday. I didn't get anything back, so we were just hoping that she pop on. But it doesn't look like she's coming.
Mm.
Whatever.
I looked at some of her YouTube.
I'm happy to dedicate to Peloton. Happy about it.
So then from the Peloton store, we went to True Food. It was Joni, Mary, and Danny and myself. I got Danny a pair of shoes also. So the three of us now have shoes. Marianne wants no part of the Peloton, my sister. So
she's
on Team Denise.
Best. You tell her I like her best.
It takes her too much away from her couch time. She likes her couch time, and the Peloton is just too much pressure.
Right. So, and I'm super happy to tell you how I've been spending my couch time. But where'd you go next? Louis Vuitton?
No, we went to True Food. Have you been to True Food in the mall?
Nope.
And so I had like a pizza, but they put squash and kale and cranberries. But then they threw some garlic in there. For me, the tastes didn't go together. And
You're not a sweet and savory, or you're not a...
The garlic just threw everything off. Like, I like the squash and the cranberry and the feta cheese. Like, that was all good, you know? But then they put the garlic, and that was knocking everything off. But anyway, like, for some reason, I said, like, the health food, like that really healthy, clean food, sometimes doesn't sit well with you. You know, like, I was just like a little like, I'm still hungry and my stomach feels a little funky, you know, but I'm going to get cheeseburger and fries. I would have been, you know,
substance. I get it. And then, I go through phases. Like, you know, when I have the time, I do some serious meal planning.
Yeah.
Like, I roasted a shit ton of vegetables the other day.
Nice. I like that.
Carrots, broccoli.
Really nice. Yeah.
On a freaking cookie sheet. You know, I just like olive oil on it, threw everything, little salt, little pepper, and just let it roast until they got like char. And then everything kind of shrinks a little bit and it doesn't look like as much. So I was like, I'm just going to have a big bowl of vegetables for dinner. Like, how healthy is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then an hour later, I was starving.
And probably your stomach a little upset, right?
I was shitting myself the next day.
Substance. Yeah.
And because it was beets, I thought I was bleeding out my ass. I was freaking. I was like, I don't think this is worth it. Like, I just went through trauma thinking that I was pooping blood and it was just the beets. And it was horrific. And like I said, I ended up eating later on yogurt, rice pudding, and cookies.
And you can't be satisfied then with anything. So you go to the dance.
I was like, well, I had like those like an hour ago. I'm kind of hungry. So I'll have yogurt. And then I just couldn't, like, I was so hungry. I had yogurt, I had rice pudding, and I had cookies.
Oh, that's funny. And then you felt better, probably, right? Or you don't really feel quite
I was full.
Well, then we went. So we were on Joni. My sister was watching the kids, so they were going to sleep over. So Joni had the night, right?
Greg wasn't. No.
Yeah. Okay. So we ended up doing after the unsatisfying $146 meal for four people. It's expensive, that stuff too.
Oh yeah. It is.
We went to see the Gucci movie at
what'd you think?
Cinema Palace. It was very good. It was long. Anybody that wants to go see that in a theater, it was like almost 3 hours, or maybe it was 3 hours. Wow. But it was really good. And I had a big bucket of popcorn and a soda, which you can't get soda at True Food either. So it was kind of like ice cream, you know, you weren't having the cookies afterwards. I had the popcorn, a big bucket of popcorn, and I felt so much better. And a hot dog would have been good too, but I
nachos.
So, you should. Do you have it there yet?
I think it's. I think it's coming House out next week. Yeah, it's coming out.
Lady Gaga was great in it. So
I read the whole. I wanted to know the whole like real story. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I knew they were going to embellish a lot and it was going to be, you know, but I wanted to know the real deal. So I read like the whole real story. So I'm completely prepared
to
watch it now because I didn't even know any of that happened. Like I didn't know any of that was going on, but then I was young. So I guess I didn't care, but like, I still remember it being in the headlines.
Mm-hmm. Like it was with Versace. I remember Versace.
Right. That was right. And I guess the thing is, it was a big deal in Italy.
Yeah, right. Because it happened in Italy.
Yeah. So, you know, but yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. I spoke with Gemma the other day and she and her mom went to go see the new James Bond movie in the theater. Yeah. She said, oh, you're going to like it. It's really good. And I was like, okay. All right.
I didn't know anyone got shot at the end of this movie. So that was just surprising to me. I didn't know the story going in. I didn't know anything about the story. I just thought it was just the story of the family rising to, you know, success.
Oh no, it was all the scandal. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
With Patrizia and Mauricio, right?
Yep.
I got that right.
And Selma Hayek is in it.
Yeah.
And Adam Driver, which I didn't really know too much of what he has done, but everybody's really good.
I remember him from Girls, on HBO. But I've seen him in a lot of things. I don't think he's very attractive or anything. I just think he's a really good actor. But were you stunned at Jared Leto or Jared Leto, whatever his name is, like playing a fat, ugly, bald man?
Oh yeah, is that who that was? I didn't know. Oh yeah, he was quite a character. That was the cousin. And then Al Pacino was barely recognizable. I don't know whether because he's older, he's heavier. I was like, is that him? Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know
if differently.
But
really good cast. Really good cast.
Very good cast. And I think that Adam Driver, like it seemed like even Lady Gaga, like they didn't look their best. Like Adam Driver looked really geeky. And dorky, and then Lady Gaga looks so much better, in my opinion, in A Star Is Born. You know, because they did her hair up, like I guess
it was the 70s, wasn't it?
Yeah. But even the makeup was harsh. You know, I think she just looked better. You know, in the other movie, but it was a really good movie. I think that you'll enjoy it.
I'm looking forward to it. We just got. It's an app over here that you can put on your TV called Now TV. And so we get all the Showtime shows. So I'm really, I've just been on like a blinder catching up with, you know, like I told you, I binged all the L Word, Gen Q.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Fucking and realistic and gratuitous. That was my review.
My favorite of all the episode, one of my favorite scenes was when, Rosie O'Donnell is talking to Alice, who I love. Alice, I told you, I think she's so funny.
Yeah.
When she's asking her, "Do you ever go to a talk show?" You know, and she's like, "Never been. I've never been to one."
Yeah.
Alice is so good, that scene.
You're a trailblazer.
You're a trailblazer.
Yeah. It was great. That was fantastic.
Goes, "Well, you're failing." Yeah.
I seriously thought that Rosie stole the whole series.
Oh, she did.
Like I just looked forward to every scene that she was in. She played it like there was humor. It was just so relatable. And I think that.
Oh yeah.
Especially because, you know, I always say there's a really big difference between West Coast lesbians and East Coast lesbians. And Rosie
is an
East Coast lesbian who's.
Yeah.
She's done her West Coast time and she does her West Coast time. But I think that that part that she was playing was just a little bit of all of us, how we feel when we
watch
the show. Like nobody's ever going to compare to somebody that, you know, like whoever wrote the characters, like Bette Porter, you know, like, I mean, there is no Bette Porters. There's no, you know what
even
I mean?
Even on the West Coast, there's no
Bette Porter. Slumpy. Like, did you notice that every sex scene was all the younger girls, but not Tina and Carrie? No, little peck on the cheek. Little peck
no,
on the cheek.
You're right.
That's it.
They should have had that. You're absolutely right. Yes. That's yeah, got to be
so that's just
yeah. I think that's a very valid point.
I want to see the frumps. I want to see the frumps. I want to embrace the frumps.
There might not even be a Bette Porter on the West Coast. Someone quite that wonderfully accomplished and perfect. Yes. And then she was insecure around Rosie O'Donnell, around Carrie. That was just an interesting twist.
I enjoyed it, but you know, I do find myself, and I think it's just because I'm a little bit older, not giving two shits about anybody under 30.
so didn't care about Finley and Sophie.
I don't care for Finley. I don't care for any of them. I just look forward to the scenes with the OGs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that was all I was there for. But you know. And then I finished that in literally a day. And I went on to Work in Progress with Abby McEnany.
Oh, I love Abby. I can
this
so
was a
relate
really
to
good
Abby.
Season. Can you see
it
her?
Was.
Here? Can you see her?
It back? Was.
I got it paused.
Oh, there it is. Yes. Is but, that when they adopt the dog? Where is she in that one?
This is the last episode.
Oh, the last episode. Yeah. Okay.
But this was a really, really good season. Like I felt, you know, I was intrigued by the first season and the almonds, the darkness of all of it, and the way it ended and everything. And this season, her scenes with her best friend, you know, when Abby and Campbell are together, I can't get enough.
I love that.
She took my nephew to work with her.
Oh, they banter so great, and
they got
you know the
pants. Yeah,
the woman that plays Campbell liked and commented on the Instagram post that Joni made for when I took my nephew to work, when I took Jack to work, and we reenacted that whole day when he wore the glasses, and we went did everything from the donuts to the you know on the way we took the picture, and so she commented on it that she thought that was so great and so cool, and shared it to someone else from the show. Yeah, and then she every once in a while we interact on Instagram. So I'm gonna reach out. I'm gonna see if maybe she'll be on the show.
Yeah, do it.
Seasons now, and she kind of knows who I am a little. I'm on her radar from that. So
yeah, very good. That would be amazing because I am. You're right. They have, you know, and when I was watching the L Word, that was the thing that I liked the most was the banter between Bette and Shane and Alice. I don't like to bring someone new into it when it's just the three of them, like they're you know, their jabs and their wit and their smart ass remarks to each other, you know, that's what warmed my heart.
Right?
Alice would be like, are we gonna do a 1-2-3? 1-2-3. And they were like, no, and they walked away and she was like, okay. But yeah, that's the kind of stuff I like. And I think that was why I liked this season of Work in Progress. It was just off the charts. So good.
Yeah. So good. Yeah. Really good stuff. And it was worth waiting for. We had to wait a long time for those.
You, and here I am just doing it. So just start.
Right.
With that, you know?
Exactly.
Like
right.
I think this, I am proud to say that we get on December 9th, not even on this app, on our regular TV, we're getting And Just Like That. The new Sex in the City.
Great.
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, that's great.
I'm really, really happy about that. Like I was never like a massive fan. Like, yeah, I watched it, and but I wasn't like a diehard. Like, who are you? Are you a Carrie? Are you a Miranda? Like I was never that, but I want to watch it now because my, I swear my heart just exploded when I read about Willie Garson, Stanford.
Yeah.
Like
he's in a few, right? Didn't he record a few?
I saw, yeah. And it's just like, now I got to see him because you know, I loved him in that. That was where I first saw him ever, first time.
And yeah.
Every time I would watch something and there would be like an extra or, you know, not a main character or whatever. Like he was a waiter in Will and Grace once. And I was like, oh my God. Like, but then I was very much into Hawaii Five-0. And when that was on that, like the new, you know, the regular, the one now, not like back in the '50s or whatever. So the one now,
yeah.
He was a reoccurring like guest character on that. And I was like, oh, I like seeing him in something different, you know, like it was,
yeah.
I got a little attached to him and then I was like, oh my God. But yeah, so I will like seeing his little face again.
Yeah, I did see in the trailer, it looked like it was a quick scene that it went by, but it looked like he was in one of the scenes.
Yeah, so that's the thing about like, you know, we are diehard Great British Bake Off fans. And, you know, and I know that it's really hard to be making, you know, that kind of everybody come together television, you know, with COVID and everything, but they have managed to keep their bubble tight. And, you know, this year was really good. And I said to Gemma, like, you're going to be gone when the finale happens. Like, can I watch it? And she was like, yeah. Like, I'll find it on iPlayer or whatever over here. Like, don't just keep going with it. So the finale, I knew the finale I had recorded like it, and I didn't watch it. I didn't want to watch it live. Like, I wanted to be able to pause it and get a drink if I needed anything.
Right.
I absentmindedly finishing something up on TV. And I was like, well, after this, I'll watch the finale of Bake Off. And I'm scrolling on my phone
Oh no.
Yeah.
It got ruined.
I know. You know, like I was so mad at myself for even like, and I wasn't even really like, you know, wasn't doing a deep dive or anything. I was just like scrolling and I'm like,
there it was.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I have to learn not to do that when there's, it's almost like, you know, like a contest, you know, like if it was American Idol or whatever, you know?
Right.
So, no, it wasn't a surprise. It was like, I wanted the dark horse, you know, I actually wanted this girl, Christelle, to win. The other guy that was in it, there was three people. One was Giuseppe. Mm-hmm. He was very Italian, Giuseppe.
That sounds Italian.
And then there was Christelle, who was Indian. I think she said she was Goan or something, something I never heard of. And then there was Chigs. And I don't know where he was from, but he looked Indian or Muslim or whatever. He was very cute. But he had only been baking a year. Like, he taught himself how to bake in lockdown. He was in the freaking finale, you know? So I was
wow.
I don't know if he actually deserves it, but it would be pretty cool if he came from behind and took the plate. So it was, I was hoping for one of those, but Giuseppe did so well all the way through that you kind of knew.
Yeah. You know,
he's just incredibly, incredibly talented. And he brought a lot of the Italian to it. You know, like the Italian flavors and tastes and history and stuff. And so I thought, yeah, he's probably going to end up winning. I didn't, you know, I thought it would be a cool twist to have somebody else, but.
Right.
And he did.
Did they have anyone in the US in that, or it's all British people?
It's all British.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, have like different, I think they have to be living over here or, you know.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
But there was a German guy in it that was fantastic. Jürgen, he was old and he was funny as shit. He was so funny. And then there was like a couple, like a hippy dippy vegan chick that was you know, making everything without eggs and milk. And it was just like, oh, dear God. And then there was this really funny chick from Manchester who was really good. But I had to use subtitles. I couldn't understand a word she was saying. Maybe she was from Liverpool, I think. But couldn't understand a word she was saying, so would have to put the subtitles on. But there's a show on, so that was on Tuesday nights. Then on Friday nights, they have that show called Extra Slice.
Mm-hmm. And
that has whoever got voted off.
Yeah.
It makes their appearance on the show, and then they use all these back behind the scenes clips and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was super. That was the one that my cake was on. Like,
oh, right. Yeah. Cake.
That's on Extra Slice.
I was proud of you. You got on there.
I was so happy to do it. But that makes it so fun, because it's like you kind of run a little bit of a, you know, like it's over on Tuesday mm-hmm. nights, you know, like, but then you get like a little boost on Friday from the extra
stuff. Yep.
So that's cool. And now they'll have all the Christmas specials. Like they have some of the past people come on and do Christmas bakes and stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that'll be good. I don't have any like of my normal shows. Like everything is off right now. You know, like I have nothing new. All I have is home reno shows right now. And it's just like, even I'm sick of those.
Yeah. Same here. They don't have anything. Everything's like, you know, in between seasons. So they did the season finale.
Yeah.
The one reality show that started up again is that I Am Jazz. Have you seen anything about
that here? Yeah. Yeah.
We got that there.
Yeah.
So that
the saw, Instagram post with their mm-hmm. them saying they would be back.
Yeah, it's funny because I know all the places. You know, they did a fundraiser at Lips, and then they were on the Riverwalk in Fort Lauderdale, and then they're
that's Del the best part. It's one of the few reasons I watch it, because I'm not really like into it, but I just watch it to feel like I'm at home, because I you know, like they're driving and I'm like, I know that place. So
I think they live in Coral Springs or Parkland. They live in one of those.
I think they live in Parkland, but just outside of Coral Springs. But they do a lot of stuff in Coral Springs. So I'm always like,
They were at Cherry Smash one day, one episode, a couple of, you know, like this past year, the one before that, she went with her friends. Then they were at Marquee where we rehearse.
Yeah.
When she was doing the Lips event, she was doing a drag event. She was going to sing a song and she was rehearsing at Marquee. And I knew the musician she was working with. So it is cool.
Yeah, that is. I do watch it just for the sheer familiarity of it all.
Yeah. So I made reservations to go to Savannah, on the weekend of the 18th, so not this weekend, not next weekend, the one after that. Thursday morning we'll leave and we'll come back Sunday. So,
very good.
I don't know
what's going on there. You just have an itch or what? What's happening?
I love that city at Christmas time. It's so pretty.
Right.
It is exactly like a Hallmark movie town. If you watch the Hallmark, Savannah at Christmas is a must see. Yes, you're just, everything's decorated, like the law offices and the stores and, like, you know, people's houses. They decorate for that reason, that people walk through. They have the row houses, you know, the old Southern row houses, and these squares. It's just a beautiful city at Christmas time. It's a beautiful city, but at Christmas time, it's extra. So, I haven't been in. Probably I went with Judy the last time in 2019, just before the 2020 pandemic.
Okay. I'm just sending her a message.
Yeah.
You can.
I will send you some pictures, because it's just an amazing city at Christmas
time. My mother and Rick went there a couple of times and they love it.
Yeah. It's an open container city. That's why it's so popular at St. Patrick's Day.
So
just in the historic area of the downtown, can you take something to go? I was having Jack Daniels at lunch. There's this great British pub downtown, and it's called the Sixpence Pub.
Nice.
And the girl says, would you like a Jack to go? And I'm like, a Jack to go? I can take this? I didn't even know that it was an open container city. So that changed the game.
My a bunch of my cousins all met up in Nashville and Memphis.
Yeah.
And they were posting pictures from like Graceland
over
like different food trucks and everything. And I was like,
full-on
experience, man. There. It was like, I think one of my cousins like might travel there for work. And then everybody just piled on and went this time. So like, they had like a big cousin adventure in Tennessee.
Oh, that's awesome. Christmas, Tennessee, Christmas time is beautiful also.
Well, in other news, did you read that Adele is doing a residency in Vegas?
No, I didn't read that. Oh, wow.
Starting
in January. I see a Vegas trip in your future.
Weekends only.
Oh.
How do you like that? How do you like those hours?
That's a nice gig.
That's a sweet gig, right? Nice gig.
And they, where did they live in? Where did you say it was? Caesar's Palace?
It's at Caesar's Palace, yeah.
So they live there, right? In probably the penthouse.
Well, she's only doing weekends. She's probably going back to her
home. Oh, she could go home.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mama got to go to work Saturday morning, right? Mama
probably has her own jet, gets in her little jet and flies over.
Yeah, quite certain that's how that's going to go.
Nice work.
What's today? Today is the first, right?
Today's the first, yes. Okay,
so next week, we've got Nick with all our gay, right. With all our gay Hollywood gossip.
Yes.
And then we have Tyler.
Right. Right before then I go to Savannah.
Right. And then we have Kristen, the queer comic book collector. Or that. Mm-hmm. And then we have, ready for this?
Yeah. Am I ready?
Martha Moxon.
Oh. Wow. How did you work that out?
I'll tell you how I worked that out. I texted this text today that said, I emailed Fiona, but I haven't heard anything back. And then I didn't get a reply. And I was like, well, that's not like JD. She normally answers pretty quick. Well, I'd sent it to Lucy Burton. And she's like, hi, Den. So sorry about Fiona. And then what I was saying, well, they were at rehearsal. They were having a food break. They were at, the Eek band was rehearsing.
Wow.
So then I was just like teasing them and saying, well, turn your camera on because if we don't have a guest. And then I said, well, we don't start till 10. And she was like, well, we can always throw Martha in whenever you want. And I was like, dang. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, she's on a really great track, man.
She's on a massive trajectory. And I'm so proud of that kid. I just remember like when I went to the Love, Loss, and Bowling CD release for
E. Yeah.
And Martha was just a little peanut. And so was Danielle's daughter. Aww. And I interviewed both of them. And it was like the cutest thing. Oh, she left.
Oh, she left. Okay. Maybe she couldn't get in.
Maybe she got my email and she'll click try again.
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
Oh, weird. I've never seen that issue. Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. I mean, I've never seen that issue before, ever.
No.
What if I send her an invite from here? Can I do that? Let's try that.
Well, that'll be exciting. That was a great get.
That's a good get. I know. I'm super excited about that. Let's see if this works. I'm sorry. Okay. Well, you never know. All right. Maybe if she clicks on that link, it'll.
Yeah. So give her a little more time.
Maybe I sent her a rusty link. I don't know. I don't know what happened. I have no idea. But if she doesn't hurry up, I'm going to be out of beverages.
She was clicked on it. Maybe you sent it to Lucy Burton.
That's funny. That was so funny, though. I was like, geez, that's not JD. Normally, she gets right back to me. No, didn't even make it to you.
Oh, man. So my Christmas tree is up. In other news.
Very good. Me too. I'm good. I'm done decorating. I've had it.
Maybe I'll do some shopping this weekend. I haven't done any Christmas shopping. But
I did everything on Amazon. I'm that person.
I like that though.
And I have no means to get anywhere. Like when Jenna's not here,
that's right.
I refuse to get on a bus. I refuse to get on a train. I
blame you. Not now, man.
No, Hazel called and said, I'm going to Costco. Do you want to come? And I was like, oh, dude, I had like a head full of dye. No. So I didn't have any notice. I couldn't go with her. So now I literally have done everything through Amazon. So sick.
Yeah, I'll probably hop on my Peloton and see, I can't go anywhere on that. So I'll have to just take
No, but apparently you can put beautiful roadsides of like Switzerland.
You can.
Or, you know, you could be in the Bergerac in France or whatever, cycling and have all these like sights. But you know what? I could do that when I'm like, I could play that on my PlayStation and sit still.
Right. That's true.
Not break a sweat. I could do the Tour de France on my PlayStation and not break a sweat.
Oh, man. Oh, you know what else we did this weekend? We took the kids through, and my mom, through the lights at Tradewinds Park. I'm sure you've done that.
I used to do that every year. Yeah.
They loved it. We went through Starbucks. We were two cars, of course. It was my mom and my sister and Greg. They were, anyway, we were in two cars. One kid was in one car, the other kid was in another. And we went through Starbucks first and got our whatever we wanted, our beverages, our Christmas beverages, and then we went and drove through the park. I like the chestnut praline. I think my sister got the mocha. Yeah, I like the chestnut praline, and ordered, then
let me see if I can pull it up. I just ordered. Speaking of that, so this is so bad.
Got it iced, and I think Danny got hers iced too. We all tried something different.
My mom's the same way. She gets iced all the time. In fact, she takes me with her, like to make me jealous on Mondays. She calls me and we're chatting and I go, are you on your way to work? Which means, are you going to the casino? It's code.
Oh.
Are you on your way to work? And she goes, I am, but guess where we're going first? I'm like, I know, Dunkin'. And she goes through Dunkin'. Oh, I can't make it bigger. Sorry.
I can't believe it's got to be like a year that I've sent you the Dunkin' coffee. And is it more than a year? And the leave.
Oh, thank God I have my mother bringing more.
Oh, good. Oh, look at that. Oh, there you are, peppermint mocha.
You know where I wanted it? Not so much for my coffee, for my hot cocoa.
No.
Because I did a massive clean out earlier this year. And believe it or not, we had bags and bags of candy canes. I think we were hanging them on our tree a couple of years in a row. And so instead of throwing away, they were all in like a Tupperware thing.
Yeah.
And I should have saved them to melt in my hot cocoa, but I threw them out.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Or you could hang it on the side of the hot cocoa and let it melt in there.
You know how did I ever tell you how they do hot cocoa here? Like in a pub?
No.
So I met Katie one time at the Whispering Moon, which is a shitty Weatherspoons dive pub. It'd be like saying, we're going to Waffle House.
Oh, right. Okay.
Along those lines. So we went, cause it's close, and we walked and we went, and I guess we just weren't in the mood to be drinking. And she's like, I think I'm going to get a hot chocolate. And I'm like, okay. And so you order things from an app on your phone. Like you're sitting in there and you on your table, there's a number. So you set the app on your phone and it says like, what location are you at? And you put what location, and then it says, what's your table number? And you put your table number in and it brings up the menu and you can order your drinks, your food, whatever. So order hot cocoa for her and whatever I was having. And so the lady comes over and she has a mug of hot water
and
a piece of a block of chocolate on a stick.
Ooh.
And it's wrapped.
Wow.
And so Katie's just like talking and like mindlessly unwrapping or whatever. And she's stirring it. And I'm talking to her, but I'm watching this and I'm like, what is happening here? And she goes, I'm having hot cocoa. I'm like, you're making it yourself. And she was like, that's how we do it. Like, it's not a packet of powder. And she's like,
wow,
chocolate. And I'm like, oh, dude. And it's like, as she's stirring it, it's getting thicker because it's like a real block of chocolate on a stick. Like,
Wow.
What?
Was it really super good? That sounds like it would be really good.
I think it was. Like, I didn't want to taste it, but I think it was. It looked amazing. And I didn't even know. Like, I guess because we always go through like drive-through places.
Right, right.
You just assume you're getting it out of a machine or like I said, like a powder mix or something.
Right, right.
But I never really ordered it from a restaurant where that, so that was like insane. And she just added to it and kept going. I was like,
didn't think anything of it.
Yeah, and the whole time she's talking, I'm like watching what she's doing. So yeah,
that sounds really good.
I need to get like chocolate on a stick.
Talk about fresh, like that's like really fresh handmade chocolate.
And I'll tell you what, when we were in, I want to say it was, we went to Copenhagen and was it Copenhagen? Yes, because we went to the Hans Christian Andersen Museum and I hated it. And I saw the next one because I'm like, I don't even know who this is. This is stupid. And I just like lost. So I was standing outside. I was freezing. It was like so cold because we went to the Christmas markets over there. And so when the rest of them caught up, came out, we went into this like you walk down these steps and you went into this pub that was kind of like a basement pub. But it was like something that you would picture in like Norway, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
All lit, like the walls were all tan and made of stone and everybody was on these big chunky like benches and stuff. And we asked for hot cocoa and they brought these little porcelain cups with the thickest, I mean, like you could put your finger in it. Like,
wow.
It was like drinking so chocolate. Yeah. It was hot and it was amazing. And I always like tell everybody, I've never had hot chocolate like that before.
They
never.
Don't fool around with their hot chocolate over there.
Oh, it ain't no Swiss Miss packet.
There's no powder for them. Mm-mm. You know what? Before we go, I have to show you Dolly.
Oh, Dolly's decorated for Christmas. She's
back in her Christmas garb. Yes.
Oh, well done. Well done, Dolly. Yeah. So, even in the little lounge.
Yes, I think she has a necklace somewhere. I have to find a light bulb, a Christmas light bulb necklace.
I've got everything this year. I'm really proud of myself because all my outdoor lights are solar.
Oh. So,
when the sun goes down at 4, they come on, they last for a little while because obviously it's not sunny during the day, but they last till about 8, 9, and then they kind of go out. My indoor ones, I don't know how I did it, just from turning them on one day. So they come on at 4:30 and they go off at 9:30. Like everything is just, I don't have to lift a finger. It's just like, it gets up at 4 and stops at 9:30. So it'll be perfect when my parents are here. Like I don't have to run around turning things on or all good to go.
Maintenance and, free.
I also wanted to show you this picture that Gemma sent me this morning. Seeing that she's in Australia. I think everybody could appreciate this.
Wow. Oh my God. Is that a tarantula?
I don't know what it is. It's a massive spider and it's on the side of a sink in the bathroom. And I was just like,
so what is their weather there? Like right now, does it get cold there?
It's the opposite because it's on the other side of the globe.
Right. Right.
Their summer weather is during Christmas.
Oh, wow.
So it's like 77, 78 there now. And like in January, it'll be 80. In February, it'll be 90.
Oh, man. Right. Yeah.
Right. So
August is cold. Does it get cold? Or?
Yeah. Well, not really. Like, you know, kind of like 60, you know, 60, 70. But it's consistent. Not like in Florida where you get 2 days of winter and that's it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think we had it this last weekend. I don't know.
That's what my mom said. Yeah. I told her not to really like pack a lot of stuff because I bought her the cutest little like flannel pajama plaid pants and she's got like a ton of jogging pants, you know, trainers, trackies.
Yeah.
And we pretty much wear the same size. So we have sweatshirts and sweatpants and stuff here. And then Rick could borrow anything of mine, you know, don't like pack a lot of shit. But I ended up buying them slippers and like now I'm nervous that like, you know, well, what if they do want to go out? Like, I don't really, I have like a winter coat, but you know, like, so I was like, shit. So I ended up like buying them scarves and hats and stuff. Well, like, get your Christmas present, but you can leave it here for the next time you come back.
Oh man.
And I think like, on the 29th, they'll be like sitting right over there.
No, that's the spot. That's where we're going to see them.
Well, I told my mother, like, she can sit in the one by the lamp so she can read. And then I'll sit in my usual so I could just hold her hand, because that's all we're going to do. Sit on the couch and hold hands. And then nice. Rick gets the big recliner right in front of the TV because he's only got one eye.
Beautiful. Oh,
I got the whole situation worked out.
It's all worked out.
And that's now I'm so worried about the variant and them not being able to come. So that's just a layer. Yeah, you know, what happens this November 30th? Like, so I've been anxiety ridden, obviously.
Yeah.
My ex-husband, you know, my wife being away, whatever, had some anxiety. But now we're tuning into my fancy Christmas anxiety.
That's a whole separate level of anxiety.
It's way up here. Yeah.
Oh man. When do they get here? When do they get there?
On the December 20th.
Oh, okay. So you have some time before they come.
I got 20 days. I got 20 days exactly.
Well, almost 19, really, right? Yeah. And then if you don't count the 20th.
Yeah. And I've gone over the new restrictions.
Yeah.
You know, like the new stuff, because it was like you're fine. Like, come on into the UK, no big deal. You just got to do a lateral flow test.
Right.
Yeah. Now it's like, nope, you got to order a PCR test. And that's being delivered. They have to take that the day they get in. They got to send it. I'm like, oh my God. So we've got all new rules that we're working
with. So they got to take the PCR test coming into the country.
You need to take it to fly. Like, I've told them that, like, 2 days before you fly, mm-hmm. you got to take a test. So you got to have the results on your phone. And then when you get here, you have to do one because you're now registered with the NHS. And so you'll take the test and then the results will go to the NHS. So hopefully I'll keep you posted.
Yeah. Let me know what's happening.
I will. All right. Well, listen, I think we gave Fiona a decent amount of time here. We'll just try and schedule her for another day. And in the meantime, like I said, we got Nick, we've got Tyler,
we got
the queer comic book girl, we've got Martha. So we're all good.
Yeah. All right.
Take it easy, my friend.
Oh, he drank way too much whiskey.
Like, never stop chasing your dreams.